Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Some of the names, it's a who's who on the ticket text. You want to jump in front of the line? Call in 248-539-9797. Jim Costa with Stoney in today for John. Got Gov and Greg behind the glass. Dustin Fioco on the updates. Stoney, we were talking a little college football. You found the list of the worst college football coaching hires of the last 25 years.
Right.
And somehow no local names, which include Rich Rod and John L. and others.
Right.
So we said, let's just do our own local convo.
Mm-hmm.
Focus on Detroit and college coaches, the worst that we've had in the last 25 years.
Yeah. Here's one that is from a D1, but a smaller school. And that would be the University of Detroit Mercy's hiring of Bakari Alexander as their head coach. Bakari Alexander had a horrible record, and he was let go. His record was awful, but he also missed some games because he was suspended, and I'm reading here from the Free Press, because he basically told a player to grab his own balls.
Okay.
Meaning genitalia.
Yes, yes. No. Mm-hmm.
Just, I know.
Balls.
Just want to make sure you want people weren't thinking of basketball.
It's like, you pick up the ball at practice? Yeah, yeah, dude, like, get back in the layup line.
Exactly.
No, not that. I was not thinking Bakari Alexander, but you mentioned small school, and we instantly got flooded with Dan Enos.
Oh, from your school.
Yeah, inherited that era of success. The post-Lefevre years were lean years. That's also when I was at Central Michigan.
That was the post-Antonio Brown years.
Yep. They went away from the spread to a boring, under-center, blah, offense. Pro-style, sure, but it was never anything special. Guy also had this like persecution complex, thought everybody was out to get him. He just wasn't very good. Ticket texters. I believe Toledo is still the only loss Michigan has ever had. Rich Rod needs to be on that list.
Yeah.
Got to be Morningweg and Patricia, two of the worst. I mean, taking the wind is awful.
Right. Belichick did that once, but it was different. That
was it game, like an extreme wind situation?
Well, there was a wind. I understood part of his rationale, but the problem was his defense had just gotten shredded to send the game to overtime anyway.
And you put him back on
the
field.
They were tired. They weren't that good to begin with. I think Jim Miller was actually the quarterback for the Bears. The game was played in Champaign, Illinois, when the year they were refurbishing Soldier Field, and he took the frickin' wind.
Besides all that, the team that gets the ball has the chance to win the game.
Yes.
Take the ball.
Right.
Don't give someone else a chance to win the game.
Right.
Stupid. Michael Curry worse than Mo Cheeks. What say you, Stoney?
No. Michael Curry was bad, but he wasn't worse than Mo Cheeks.
What about Kuster?
I was going to mention him.
He got under Rip Hamilton's skin.
Oh, yes, he did, John. Yeah, Rip Hamilton, that was his...
Well, the team boycotted him.
Right, yeah.
They just got swept under the rug.
Yes, exactly.
Patricia's clearly number one. F that guy, Norton Payton.
Patriots, unbelievable for him.
All caps, Patricia was the worst, set the Lions back for years. Think about this, too. They gave up more yards and points than the 0-16 Detroit Lions. Think about it. That's a defensive guru running his remedial man-to-man defense, never blitzing. Rocket scientist. Most yards and points allowed Lions team.
They probably got Deshaun Watson that contract that Thanksgiving game. That was that defense was awful.
Oh my God.
Who was the
last game as the coach, right?
Yes. Who was the receiver opposite of Hopkins? Will
Fuller?
Fuller.
Yes.
Speedy.
Yeah, he made the Pro Bowl.
Wasn't that the game where JJ Watt had the pick six of Stafford
on the short little pass?
Yeah.
Tim Lester lost all the momentum at Western after PJ Fleck.
That's a good point.
Dwayne Casey. He wasn't good. He doesn't deserve to be on this list.
No.
Not with these other guys.
No.
No. He wasn't. Look, he's nothing to write home about. No, but he doesn't belong on this list.
They tanked on purpose in 1 year.
Yeah. More of a Troy Weaver issue.
He was a little bit like Blashill was around a long time. Now,
sacrificial lamb.
Yeah, but they held on to him almost because why get somebody else because you're going to suck anyway.
Correct.
What about Lalonde?
He should
be mentioned.
He was here and gone.
Right.
The only guy who didn't see it was Eiserman. He brought him back.
Yeah.
Who was the Michigan hockey coach that got in some trouble?
Mel Pearson.
Yeah.
Well, Michigan State, before they rectified the program, they had a lot of disasters. Yeah. What was his name? Anastas?
Yes.
The old commissioner.
Tom Anastas. Yeah.
Now things are way better for them.
Oh, yeah.
They'd be a national title favorite even without McKenna.
Exactly. By the way, I'm reading that McKenna's leaning towards Penn State.
No, I think he decided.
Oh, he did decide?
I'm pretty sure it's Penn State, yeah. Okay. Sorry, Spartan fans.
And they made the Frozen Four last year. Right?
Penn State did. And they're like a kind of a new school on the hockey, new school on the block in hockey.
Yes, because Pagula put so much money into that program.
I'd have to go with Patricia because of how many players spoke out against him publicly. That usually doesn't happen. Jay in Davison.
It's a great point. It's not a list we're proud of.
No. I mean, Patricia would have gone 0-16 if he was coaching the 0-8 Lions.
Oh, yeah.
So maybe he is the worst, even though the other guy, even though Marinelli didn't win a game.
Correct.
That season.
I got to tell you, I've always thought Rich Rod's the worst. Stoney knows this.
Yes.
He destroyed Michigan football. It was the worst fit ever. So maybe some of the blame's on administration.
Some is.
But the 3-3-5 defense.
That's what killed him.
Everybody's running it. Like, he was ahead of his time in that way. Half the teams are running 3-3-5 in college football.
They had guys that were 5-5 out there, too.
Well, that was the issue. It's a square peg, round hole, and they tried to do it overnight. And if you're going to do that, you need buy-in from the administration. And if you're going to shake the culture like that.
And the administration allegedly wouldn't pay for his defensive coordinator coming from West Virginia. In retrospect, look, it worked out the year after he got fired. They won a BCS game, okay? But if you want to look at record, they went from 3 to 5 to 7. They were getting better and better. And if they kept him for another year, who knows?
And one of the great what-ifs, too, is when he was at West Virginia and they were playing in those games, almost a national title, right? They were on the verge. They were about to get Terrell Pryor to commit and be the next Pat White and the next kind of perfect quarterback for him. The thought was he was going to bring Pat White to Michigan, to Michigan. He ends up at Ohio State. How does that change things? Because instead we get, as this ticket texter puts it, Stephen Threet and Nick Sheridan.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, that's what he took over with.
Right.
Ryan Mallett transferred away again, the shift from the pro to the spread.
The what ifs, and Mickey can go right to the, Mr. Entertainment, who I actually like. But if McAfee didn't miss field goals in that Pitt West Virginia game, West Virginia probably wins that game. They play in a national championship, and chances are
he doesn't take the job.
Les Miles becomes the head coach at Michigan. Then
it
would have been a better hire.
I'm not sure how good it would have been, but
it wouldn't have rocked the foundation the way that Rich Rod did.
Correct.
I don't want to turn this into Rich Rod sympathy, but I mean, there's a little more at play with him than these other bozos who just showed up to town and were lousy.
Right.
I will say this. I've never been more angry about one of my teams winning a game than when they won that 66-64 game.
Oh, against Illinois.
I'm like, this is disgusting.
I remember listening to that on the radio going, what is going on? This is a basketball
game?
What
was that? What was the defensive player who made the play at the end of the game? They were going crazy.
I have no idea.
Oh, my God. I remember that.
Wasn't that the wheel route game?
Yeah, Michael LeSueur.
Was it? Was it Mikel LeSueur?
Oh, yeah. Mikel LeSueur, like, twice won wheel routes, or at least definitely once. And then, then the Lions, of course, draft him, and he just decides to smoke pot the rest of his life.
Where does Rich Rod's You Raise Me Up speech rank all time?
That is
singing Groban.
One day John will share exactly how he felt about that.
No, I think he has.
I think he has.
I don't know if he's gotten into detail.
Well, there's stuff he can't say on the radio. We have to dump him.
Well, I mean, God, that whole thing, him, like, I think hand in hand with, like, Beckman, the late but great Frank Beckman.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's Rich Rod, hands down, 30-year bull streak killed. Worst single season in Michigan history. Patricia and that stupid pencil gets my vote easy. Morning Wake made me quit football for half a season. He was so bad. Adam in Utica. Jim in Canton, you're next up. You're on 97.1.
It has to be Rich Rod. And what was it, Stoney saying he was starting to win? Yeah, but he was starting to win, but he had to score at least 50 points. You know, it was pathetic. And I don't know if you remember that Toledo game when they lost. That's the worst game I've seen, and I've been watching Michigan for 50 years or so. You know, the App State game gets a lot of hype, but that was a really good team. That Toledo team was so bad at the end of the season, they fired their coach. That's how bad they were.
Jim, you are absolutely correct. I've said this for years. The Toledo loss was worse than the App State loss because of how bad Toledo was. What did they give up? Was the guy's name Lance Moore? They were a wide receiver of Toledo. Had, like, I don't know, like 83 catches and 4,000 yards. And again, obviously, I'm exaggerating, but
going to play for the Saints.
Yes.
I believe, yeah. You're right. App State, and this is a revisionist issue, but App State was like a dominant program at their level.
Oh, yeah.
And they've now made the journey all the way up.
Oh, was it Avante Edwards was their
I think so, yeah.
Was the quarterback? It was because they weren't D1 that it got all the...
Yeah, and it was Michigan, the first game on the Big Ten Network, right?
Yes, and Michigan was coming off a really good season.
Lloyd Carr was there all, you know, ready to go with Henny and Hart Long, and they were loaded for bear. Lost to Oregon, too, by the way. Dennis Dixon?
Yeah, the next week.
Yeah.
I think.
Craig Rowe, is that the name you were looking for, Stoney? The stop in the crazy Illinois game?
I don't remember if that's who it was or not. But Craig Rowe
is a defensive end.
Yeah, I think he passed away like in the last 2 years.
I believe you're right. Yeah.
The case for Rich Rod is the one that just came in about his wife.
Oh, no. What did they say about his wife?
She's one of the tackiest women ever and most despised around the Michigan program.
Was she really? I didn't know the story.
At least Patricia's wife's not taking strays here. What's her name, Rhonda?
Oh, Rita. Rita Rodriguez.
She'd make nachos?
Yeah.
Have the team over?
It just was such a bad fit. I mean, you know, he did the whole thing with the captains and everything was... The one thing he did do was kind of... They started to do like a walk before the game. I thought that was good. But other than that...
We kind of touched on this yesterday. Michigan is a place that is steeped in traditions, obsessed with their traditions. Yeah. You can't mess with those traditions. For him to come in and go, hey, we're being the shotgun. We're going to run a 3-3-5. We're going to play more finesse football. And it's going to take years. What do you mean? We're not snapping our bull streak. We're going to run power eye. I mean, there couldn't have been a bigger culture change than Rich Rod.
Right.
It's 97.1.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.